Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lot to talk about today, a lot of Supreme Court rulings that have, and we knew this would happen the day before the holiday, the day before they go on break. That's usually when some of the most contentious cases, opinions get shared. So they get to leave Dodge while everybody else kind of, you know, deals with the drama that ensues. So we're going to talk about that. Sadly, we have some alarming rates of veteran suicide that I believe has been ignored way too long that we need to talk about. Excessive heat warnings have been given to millions of people across the United States. We're going to talk about what that means, how to protect yourself. The flight chaos is beyond I don't even know why we got ourselves into this mess before we even hit 4th of July weekend. So we got a lot to talk about. Busy day, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the first, I believe, rulings we got this morning was the Supreme Court did rule in favor of a Christian Colorado graphic designer who did not have a page on her website for same-sex marriages, citing it was against her religious beliefs. And she said she didn't want to discriminate against anybody, but she couldn't put that up there because then that would be against her religion. And if her religion does not acknowledge marriage between same sex, that would be then a violation of her First Amendment rights. And the Supreme Court did rule in favor. The vote was 6-3. They overturned a lower court's decision that the Denver area business owner, Lori Smith, was not allowed an exemption from a Colorado law that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation. So Justice Neil Gorsuch said the First Amendment's protections belong to all, not just to speakers whose motives the government finds worthy. In this case, Colorado seeks to force an individual to speak in ways that align with its views but defy her conscience about a matter of major significance. So Smith is the owner of 303 Creative. She's an evangelical Christian, says she believes marriage can only exist between a man and a woman, and she sued Colorado Civil Rights Commissions and officials in 2016 because she was being punished for refusing to serve gay weddings. She insisted she didn't want to discriminate against anyone, but objects to not being able to express her Christian beliefs. And she argued that her websites counted as art and were protected by her constitutional right to free speech, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor. So this is something that has been contentious and controversial, where how do we protect free speech. That's something that the Constitution, guarantees, and it's understood that, you know, we should be able to have freedom of religion. That's what our country provides us. But we also are a country that doesn't want to discriminate. And so when you have a population that feels they can't go to certain stores or can't go to certain companies, it puts America in a little state of chaos as to what supersedes what. And it's not easy. You know, there are but when it comes to forcing somebody to do something, that's where I think the Constitution protects maybe more, if that's the right word. So for example, if there's a OB guy that doesn't believe in elective abortion, you can't force them to do elective abortions. If there's a doctor who, or let's say there's a restaurant that can't touch pork because it's not halal or kosher, you can't force that restaurant to serve pork. So I think it's under that premise that if somebody does not want to have something in their, you know, and it's a shame. I have a lot of friends who are LGBTQ, AI plus in the community. You know, I mean, how things have worked, and I don't know if they're going to continue to work that way or what changes will happen is if an OB will not perform elective abortions, they don't get the business. People won't go there. And they don't go there for they won't go there for elective abortions. If there's a restaurant that doesn't serve pork, they will not get those customers. Customers don't want, not boycott, they won't attract the customers who want pork because that restaurant doesn't serve pork. Same thing, you know, and so it's not easy because I definitely see both sides. But I don't think you could, where things have been starting to get a little tricky is where somebody is, you know, the reason why freedom of religion has worked so well is people can celebrate their religion and not necessarily, you don't have the privacy of that, and it not be a, they don't be punished. But once you punish somebody, that's where the law comes into account. Like I said, you know, if there's same-sex marriages that you know do not feel that they're represented by a company, they don't go to that company. But if there's a state entity that is going to punish them, that's where the Constitution protects those of their religious beliefs, and that's what the Constitution protects. So it's a shame that we have such. I want to look at life as there's an easy answer for everything. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. And we have these situations that come up where there might not be an answer. And so the answer might not be clean and perfect, but the American Constitution protects us against forcing somebody to do something at their place of work. It might have definite ramifications now, depending on companies and pride and what happens there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I love students. I think the amount that they are charged by colleges is ridiculous. I think the amount of debt somebody has to accrue to get through a college education is ridiculous. But the truth of the matter is the student loan debt forgiveness plan was extremely flawed. And not surprisingly, the Supreme Court said Congress has to be the one to okay it, not it can't just, you can't take documents and contracts and wipe out arbitrary amounts. And the poor students have been the ones in the middle of all this. And some of the students have been target of many Americans' fury over this, and it's not the students' fault. The students aren't necessarily asking for taxpayers to pay their student debt. The average student I talked to said, look, I just don't want to be $500,000 in debt for trying to get a medical degree. I don't want to be, and so who actually, and I don't want there to be any anger focused at all, but who is behind the exorbitant amount of debt that these students are accruing? Well, one is the colleges, because they're the ones that are charging that. And then two are the students who are signing contracts and taking on a price of something when there could be cheaper options. And so that no anger should go to Biden. No anger should go to the Supreme Court. It's just, it was, there's a better way to do it. And what frustrates me is throughout all of this, nobody really is addressing long-term high college costs. Knocking off 10,000, but what a roller coaster these students went through. During the Democratic primary, it's we need to write off all student debt. Well, okay, that got people excited. Then, well, we can't do that. Maybe we could write off this much. Maybe we could give people money per month. And then the number went down to 10,000. Well, what we'll do is we'll take off 10,000. So people who were still paying are like, should I maybe not pay? Or, and then COVID came. And the payments got stalled and interest got stalled, which I agree with in the short term. I think that was a right move because nobody could work. We were forced out of our jobs because we had to lock down. But then what happens next? So these students that have thousands upon thousands of dollars of debt, who pays it? Well, right now, if the students signed a contract, it would be them. But if there is that much fury over student loan debt not being covered, then this is a perfect time for the colleges to put their money where their mouth is. If the colleges are really upset that student loan, that these students are suffering and struggling with this much debt, they should refund the $10,000 or the $20,000 that they got. Now, I get colleges do deserve income. I mean, it's that these professors cost a lot of money, the security costs a lot of money, but if anybody wants to help the students immediately, any of these colleges that charge that student and got the money from the government, they could give the money back. They can. And they could say, you want to know what? The $10,000 you gave us for Joe, take it back. We don't need it. And boom, that child, that student's student loan debt, done. You didn't have to involve the taxpayer. You didn't have to involve the plumber. You didn't have to involve the person who worked part-time jobs to go to state school and not Pepperdine or Harvard. You aren't involved in any of them. It's between the student and the school. Now, we have got to not make promises that aren't politically and legally sound. If Congress wants to change the rules on student loan, they can. Congress can do that. The whole big thing with SCOTUS is the president couldn't do it, but Congress can. So go to Congress. They can go ahead and change it, and they could write off whatever they want because they're the ones that are collecting the money. But if nobody can agree on what has to happen politically and what has to happen with tax dollars, like I said, every college that charged the students, they could refund whatever. Will they? And so then the next step is, well, what do we do? You know, if one of the big issues of this decade or century that we're going to want to solve is high cost of college, then are we addressing that? You know, there's been a lot of talk about free college, free college, free college. I already gave you guys a plan how to do free college without costing the taxpayer 1 cent. Finish high school sophomore year. And then junior and senior year is your associate's degree. By the time everybody is 18, they'll have had an associate's degree. And then if they want to go further, they choose the school, make the payments, work study. You know, I get that some of these very, very expensive Ivy League colleges have to attract some of the best professors and have to have some of the most beautiful buildings. And I get that there's costs to run a college. But it confuses the average taxpayer why one school can cost $60,000 to $100,000 a year and another school $10,000. And the professors are still good. I went to state schools. My professors were awesome. And so students making the choice of going to the fancy, expensive college or not, they have a right to choose. But then who pays that? And is it ridiculous to have a system where, all right, if you want to become president of the United States, then you go to Ivy League Harvard. If you don't have high ambitions to be a president or CEO or CFO on Wall Street or whatever, then you don't need to go to Wharton School of Business. You could go to a state school. That to me kind of is wrong, because the state schools I went to, I think, did some amazing training. I told you guys how I went to UNR Medical School for 3 years, and then I did my last year through UCLA. And UCLA is a fantastic school, but those students didn't get to do what I got to do. When I went to UNR and I trained in Las Vegas, I delivered babies. I did hysterectomies, did appendectomies as a student. We got more hands-on. And that was a state school. So if you asked me what's one of the best medical schools ever, I'm going to say UNR, because, wow, the experience we got. Now, I don't know if that same experience now happens, but I had the best experience ever. UCLA, fantastic medical school. Harvard, fantastic medical school. But I wouldn't have changed it for a heartbeat. And I had to borrow about $80,000. Now, I waited tables so I could borrow less money. I waited tables, but paid it off. You know, and again, I love these students. I don't want to say that they have to pay because I did. What I want is if their exorbitant debt is that much where it has to put the country into this fight, this chaos, then whoever charged you should be actually playing more of a role and playing more of a part. And if the colleges say, hey, guys, you know what? You do need debt relief, so we're going to charge you less or we will refund your money. That's fantastic. Nobody forces it. You can't force anybody to do anything. You can't force a business to refund. But if that's something that the colleges feel strongly about, they can do that. If the colleges say, no, the students signed a contract and we gave them a service for that money, and they chose our more expensive service than a cheaper one, why do we have to mark it off? Well, then that's the argument that Congress has to decide if somebody else has to write it off. So the student loan forgiveness plan, and I think all sides agree, promising to write stuff off and then putting the students through a roller coaster and putting the taxpayers through a roller coaster, because a lot of people were then thinking, maybe I should now borrow to go to school. I never went to school. And so if there's going to be a president that's going to write this off, then maybe I should go and start borrowing. Honestly, I even thought the same for my kids. We've been having them pay cash to not borrow. And we even thought, well, wait a second, if they're going to give free money, why not borrow? We didn't, because we didn't think it would go through because of how flawed it was. But these students should not be that burdened in debt, especially if they can't get jobs. So let's fix the system. No one's talking about that. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Free speech advocates are hailing a ruling by the Supreme Court regarding a Christian web designer who refuses to design websites for same-sex couples. Correspondent Michael Kasner has the details.
The High Court in a 6-3 ruling said the Colorado web designer has a free speech right under the First Amendment to refuse to endorse messages she disagrees with. The ruling means she cannot be punished under Colorado's anti-discrimination law.
Smoky skies continue for people from the Great Lakes to the Northeast. USA News' Lance Pry reports.
Air quality alerts are out for Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan and Ohio and into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the Independence Day weekend.
Tim Berg, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Organizers for Face the Fight said it's a coalition of organizations that have come together to fund programs aiming at lowering veteran suicide rates. Hallelujah. The initiative has pledged $41 million in grants to help lower veteran suicide. According to Fox 29, officials said the main goal is to lower veteran suicide rates by at least half before 2030. They said at least 50,000 more veterans will take their life in the next decade if nothing is done to help them. Jared Taylor, who goes by JT, is a veteran and co-founder of Black Rife Coffee Company, said he knows the pain behind these statistics. One statistic they said is, you know, veteran suicide is, of course, quote, a tragic trend in the United States since 2001. 120,000 veterans have died by suicide. That's according to Brandon Carter, president of USAA Life Companies. That's actually greater than any of our conflict wars up through Vietnam combined. We are losing soldiers in peacetime to suicide and more than during wars. That's a problem. JT said, as someone that served 15 years and is still very much involved in the veteran community, I have countless incidents of not only suicidal veterans, but veterans that have gone through with it, and it's very, very sad. He said it's hard to admit, but the mental health issues that many veterans experience won't go away overnight. He said, as we start to unpack what the true toll of being at war for over 20 years took on our veterans. So he said from the start, a huge part of Black Rifle Coffee's company mission has been to help veterans. He says he sees even more optimism when he hears bigger corporations like USAA are spearheading a coalition that has pledged to donate $41 million to help lower those statistics. JT said, according to Fox 29, we're finally seeing the focus to help this giant group of people that picked up the phone when the nation called to go serve. So, you know, this is, it's embarrassing and it's tragic that those who served their country, left their families, lost their health, lost careers, lost friends, come back. Many of them lose their home. We have many veterans that are homeless. Many of them with poor health. And many of them with mental health issues that possibly make them feel that, or physical health issues, where they feel that their only relief would be suicide. How are we failing our veterans? And when we spoke about recruitment, you know, one issue that a lot of people don't realize is these young people are seeing what's happening to the veterans. See, back in the 40s and even earlier, even later than that, when you went to serve, there were these promises during recruiting that you were going to have college. You were going to have a career, fantastic career. You were going to get to see the world. When you came back, you being a veteran put you front of the line for jobs, health care. You got it covered. And so the young people are looking at this going, these veterans are on the street. These veterans are depressed and they feel like they have to commit suicide. Younger people are hesitating on recruiting because they see that we're not taking care of our own. And also the hanging carrot of you get to see the world. People can now, it's easier to see the world. They could travel, they could, YouTube, you know, the idea of Paris being so exotic and Italy being so exotic, I still think it is, but people can see it. People can nightly live stream and see it's not as exciting and enticing a carrot, especially since a lot of people realize that they don't actually get to go to Europe. They go where they're told. And then, of course, college. This back and forth of free college, college debt, is saying, well, we're going to pay for your college. Many people already can get most of their college paid for. There's grants, there's state school, there's, and so the young people are contemplating whether it's worth it. And when they see these statistics where 120,000 of our veterans have died at their own hand this century, in the last 22 years, when it's horrifying. So what do we do? Well, there's this big push to socialize medicine and have the government run medicine. Before we do anything like that, how's the VA system doing? Now, some of my veteran patients loved the VA. But They couldn't get in. They couldn't get the medicines they wanted, so they had to come and see me so they could get some of the things that they couldn't get through the VA system. And I get, you know, once the government gets involved, there's triaging and there's less money, so it's mostly generics. But what about the mental health services? Now, it's not all the VA system's fault. Okay, they do provide mental health services, and there are individuals that might not seek that out. And I get it. There's people who have family members saying, if they commit suicide, everyone's going to think it's my fault, but I'm doing everything. I can't get them to go in and get seen. You can only do so much. If you have somebody that doesn't want to be helped, you can only do so much. But help can come in a variety of ways. As much as I want anybody depressed to go through the therapy, see a psychologist, see a psychiatrist, get the support, go to group sessions. Sometimes some of these individuals, they need a home. They need a job. They need to access a medical provider quickly. And when those things aren't happening, we're losing them. And we could do a much better job. Bill, I'm the daughter of an immigrant, so I love the fact that America has had open arms to immigrants. Not always. Boats turned back during the Holocaust. Not cool. And I appreciate the fact that we want to have an immigration policy. We don't have a good immigration policy. Right now it's a mess at the border. But I do want us to be able to help immigrants. But I got to tell you, the resources going to the border and the resources and, in terms of help and support and formula and vaccines, I'd like to see that same enthusiasm for our veterans. And we don't have enough hospital beds and hospitals and doctors for the non-veteran population. So veterans reach out. I speak to them over the phone. They might go through telemedicine. They do what they can. And again, if they have impairments from when they served, sometimes it's hard to keep certain jobs, despite the accommodations that they may allow. But if a job needs you there 40 hours a week and you can't do that, you don't get the full-time job. That's how the system works. And so, these individuals, they try to do the best they can, and many of them say, I'm done. No veteran should feel like they have to lose their life. It's bad enough they have to put their life on the line for the country. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't usually talk a lot of tech, but a lot of you have phones, have pictures on your iPhone. And apparently, due to, I think, some storage issues, there is going to be a deletion that Apple will do. For some of us. So we're being told that Apple will permanently delete photo albums on our iPhone next month. But you could save the contents. I credit Daily Mail for letting us know about this one. Apparently, Apple is going to retire My Photo Stream, which is an album that automatically stores our pictures from the last 30 days. My Photo Stream stopped uploading images on June 26, and everything in it could be lost when the album gets deleted on July 26. Now, I thought all my pictures were going onto my phone, but I guess My Photo Stream has offered free storage for over a decade as an alternative to iCloud Photos. And so I know some people don't want to put things up to the cloud. They want to just keep it on their phone. But since My Photo Stream is going to be shut down, according to their support page, next month, they say if a photo you want isn't already in your library on a particular iPhone, iPad, or Mac, make sure you save it to your library on that device. So, you know, I'm not very, very good. When people ask, yeah, would you call yourself a good mother or a bad mother? Us moms talk about that. We're like, oh, I was such a bad mom. No, why do you think you were a bad mom? Why do you think I was a good mom? I thought I fed them well. I thought I took care of them well medically. Got them, to their doctors when they needed to. Supported them with everything. But I was horrible when it came to pictures. Because I took the pictures. I just don't know where they got stored. Since I'm not the tech person in the family, when I gave it to my husband to upload to a computer or save to a flash drive, I don't know where those are. And so some of you have noticed that I've been using social media a lot, and I post pictures, a lot of them. The reason why is I fear I'm going to lose these pictures. The old iPhone, I have an old iPhone, but it has the old charger. Now, I know there's got to be a way for me to get the photos off that old iPhone, but so I have an iPhone with pictures on it. I can't turn the phone on. So, and I just feel like a bad mom because when the kids later are like, I want my baby pictures, well, we didn't have smartphones then. I don't know where all your pictures are. I don't. I should, but I don't. And so instead, I'll just take a snap and then I'll put the picture of my kids up and go from there. So that's, yeah. So anyway, just check your iPhone and make sure that that is something that you can protect if you think you're going to lose your photos. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. The uterine cancer has been something that doesn't get talked about in the news. There's been so much other stuff being talked about. But they say uterine cancer deaths could soon outnumber ovarian cancer deaths, and there's a troubling, quote-unquote, upward trend. I'm not shocked by this. We've been doing amazing in terms of cancer treatment. What we're doing poorly is getting people to go to the doctor. Many people now are using telemedicine online, and they aren't getting exams. They're not getting their PAPs. They're not getting their... So they'll call in saying, can you give me a hormone? Unfortunately, if people aren't getting their screens, we're going to miss cancer. The most common type of gynecological cancer is on the rise. Uterine cancer can hit 66,200 women a year. 13,000 of them die, according to the American Cancer Society. Dr. Brian Slomovitz, Director of Gynecologic Oncology and co-chair of the Cancer Research Committee at Mount Sinai Medical Center, said while we are seeing a downward trend in overall cancer cases, uterine cancer is one of the few types where we're seeing an upward trend. We're anticipating that the number of deaths in the U.S. due to uterine cancer is soon going to outnumber the deaths of ovarian cancer. So he's been raising awareness. And uterine cancer is endometrial cancer. We kind of use it the same. Although, technically, it's not the same because the endometrium is only part of the uterus. So the endometrium is what thickens to get ready for the baby when the baby lands. And so that's what gets sloughed off every month when we have our periods, or some of us when we have our periods. Endometrial cancer is the most common of the uterine cancers, but you could have uterine sarcomas. You could have cancer outside of the endometrium. 4 to 5% of the cancers are those. They're very aggressive. They're still considered cancer of the uterus, uterine cancers, but they're very aggressive. Now, what is the biggest risk factor for any of these? Obesity. Because fat increases the amount of estrogen in the body. Endometrial cancer is a hyperestrogenic state. So it stimulates the lining of the uterus. And so you need to have progesterone to help control that. And if you're overweight women have twice the risk of developing uterine cancer as women of healthy weight. And if you're very obese, 3 times the risk. If you're diabetic, you're also at higher risk. If you have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, that can also put people at risk. Why? Because it leads to elevated estrogen levels, lower progesterone, and that could raise the risk of endometrial cancer. Plus, there's hereditary issues, Lynch disease, which also is associated with colorectal cancer. So Fox News speaks a little bit about this. And, of course, age, endometrial cancer, 50, 60 years old. There was one woman that came into me, had not seen a gynecologist in forever. She was a new patient. And when I did her pap smear, the cancer was, it looked like grapes growing out of the uterus. I knew she had cancer, but I knew she had cancer before we even started because she said she kept bleeding. And unfortunately, she was dead in 6 months. And many people don't go to the doctor until the last minute. May she rest in peace. And I get it. It's embarrassing to get a vaginal exam or a pelvic exam. I get that. But if you have any abnormal bleeding, please, for the love of God, get yourself seen. Calling and saying, I need birth control because my bleeding is abnormal. The telemedicine provider may comply because they don't want you to have an unintended pregnancy. If you're still in your premenopausal years, but any abnormal uterine bleeding needs to be evaluated for things. Yeah, another issue I have is you have young girls with abnormal periods, and before they get any tests done to figure out why their periods are abnormal, is it PCOS, is it a thyroid, is it their weight, they get put on birth control right away. And then they don't go to the doctor, they just get the birth control refilled or buy it online, and then they want to start their family years later, and they struggle when they go off their birth control. And then they call me up saying, I'm having trouble getting pregnant. And I asked, so when you had your first periods that were irregular, what did your provider do? You know, how's your thyroid? Oh, I haven't been. They just put me on birth control. So I get that there are things that can be a fix, but we have to figure out the why. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.